Тесты для подготовки к единому государственному экзамену по английскому языку. Под редакцией Марии Вербицкой, Малкома Мана и Стива Тейлора Нолса. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
We've had our dog, Fido, for 2 years now. My parents asked me which animal I'd like, and I said a dog. A dog was a good choice for us because we've got a big house and a fenced-in garden where he can play, and we all take turns walking him. Dogs need space and exercise. People who've got a small flat and not a lot of free time to spend with their pet should probably get a fish instead.
Speaker B.
Our cats Leo, Tabs and Boo certainly keep us entertained round the house. They love to play and sleep, and they certainly perk up at meal times. But they have their own characters. Leo is super friendly and loves to sit on your lap. Tabs always runs away when you try to pick her up. And Boo is unpredictable. Sometimes he loves you and sometimes he doesn't. I guess they're like people in a way. No two are alike.
Speaker C.
I love having an aquarium. I've got 2 fish in it now. They don't really have personalities, you know. Although they get excited when I toss flakes of food in their tank. I started off with just 1 fish, then after 6 months, I decided it would be fun to get a second one, and they seem very happy together. They're easy to look after. Just give them some food and watch them swim.
Speaker D.
We've got a really cool parrot named Polly. Polly's a great character and she talks. What better pet could you have, right? Sadly, though, Polly wasn't feeling well a few weeks ago. She stopped eating and wasn't talking so much. Everyone who owns a pet must look after it, so we had to take her to a vet who prescribed some medicine. She's much improved now and back to her usual chatty self.
Speaker E.
Our local pet shop has got lots of different pets. Rabbits and hamsters, birds and fish. I'm always tempted to buy another pet, but I know I mustn't. But every time I go there, I pick up something for my dog, Gus. He loves having a new toy to chew on or chase round the house. I think about myself, you know. I love video games, but I can't play the same one over and over again.
Speaker F.
When we were thinking of getting a pet, we had to consider where we would get one. The pet shop near my house has lots to choose from, but I get so sad when I think about all those animals that are out on the streets. So my parents and I decided that we would visit the city shelter and rescue a pet from there. And that's how we got our dog, Chester, who's more than happy to live with us.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
We've had our dog, Fido, for 2 years now. My parents asked me which animal I'd like, and I said a dog. A dog was a good choice for us because we've got a big house and a fenced-in garden where he can play, and we all take turns walking him. Dogs need space and exercise. People who've got a small flat and not a lot of free time to spend with their pet should probably get a fish instead.
Speaker B.
Our cats, Leo, Tabs and Boo, certainly keep us entertained round the house. They love to play and sleep, and they certainly perk up at meal times. But they have their own characters. Leo is super friendly and loves to sit on your lap. Tabs always runs away when you try to pick her up. And Boo is unpredictable. Sometimes he loves you and sometimes he doesn't. I guess they're like people in a way. No two are alike.
Speaker C.
I love having an aquarium. I've got two fish in it now. They don't really have personalities, you know. Although they get excited when I toss flakes of food in their tank. I started off with just one fish, then after 6 months, I decided it would be fun to get a second one, and they seem very happy together. They're easy to look after. Just give them some food and watch them swim.
Speaker D.
We've got a really cool parrot named Polly. Polly's a great character and she talks. What better pet could you have, right? Sadly, though, Polly wasn't feeling well a few weeks ago. She stopped eating and wasn't talking so much. Everyone who owns a pet must look after it, so we had to take her to a vet who prescribed some medicine. She's much improved now and back to her usual chatty self.
Speaker E.
Our local pet shop has got lots of different pets. Rabbits and hamsters, birds and fish. I'm always tempted to buy another pet, but I know I mustn't. But every time I go there, I pick up something for my dog, Gus. He loves having a new toy to chew on or chase round the house. I think about myself, you know. I love video games, but I can't play the same one over and over again.
Speaker F.
When we were thinking of getting a pet, we had to consider where we would get one. The pet shop near my house has lots to choose from, but I get so sad when I think about all those animals that are out on the streets. So my parents and I decided that we would visit the city shelter and rescue a pet from there. And that's how we got our dog, Chester, who's more than happy to live with us.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.